During the session of the brothers, the Pandavas have already met him. He has been with Baba for 18 years and is a very serviceable soul from San Francisco in the United States. And he has a very practical approach for us to reach our angelic stage. I'm sure that you will love this activity. Brother Janada, very welcome.
So, Augusto mentioned about live, love, and laugh. So I thought I would start with a little bit of laughter. So yesterday, one of the sessions that we had with the Kumars, with the brothers downstairs, was about, it's a Q&A session, and the very popular topic was around marriage, right? Do sisters have that question? Some of them are smiling. I don't know why they're smiling already. So I thought I'll share with you some of the experiences that I've heard over the last several years on this topic of marriage. So once a man went to a doctor and asked him, can you tell me the secret to a long life? How do I get a long life? The doctor said, get married. Then the man looked at him and says, will that help? He says, no, but you won't think about long life after that. So what is marriage? I don't know. I see the people from many customs here, many cultures. In India, this thing is reverbing. Can you? Yeah, just bring the volume down a little bit. That way, there's no reverb. In India, we have a system where there is a process of holding the hand and walking around the fire. Have you ever seen or heard about that? So somebody asked the thing. Why do they? Some Westerner came and saw this. This procedure and said, why do they do that? What's the significance of that? The chap, without really knowing anything, he said, it looks like in a boxing match, before the two fighters fight, they hold their hands with each other. It's like that. So we also talked about work yesterday, right? So there's a lot of challenges, about work and, taking spirituality to work. So there was once a young man who got his first job. On his first day of the first job, he stayed very late, and the boss was very happy seeing that guy so dedicated. So the next day, he called him up and says, what are you, I'm very impressed, very good that you stayed up, past 7 o'clock. What were you doing? He says, I came to my keyboard, and all the alphabets are all randomly assorted, so I straightened them out. I don't know if you guys... I don't know what. Have you straightened out your keyboard? All right. So with that, I want to get you. So this one of the sisters came up to me and said, these people here in the youth retreat have been sitting too long. So get up and get them to be active. So I asked that we clear the space up so that you can all come to the center. So please get up from your chairs. And if you could form, let me go back so you don't have to go beyond this table. So why don't we use that as the back boundary, those two tables with the speaker there. And then we'll do a bunch of interactive exercises, expand the circle a little bit. And somebody who, I see a couple of people, so please join the circle. We're all friends here. Nobody will bite you. It's okay to stand close to each other. So it's my first session. Some of you got my introduction. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go around, get your introduction. And the way I'd like to do that is I'd like you to share with us three things. By the way, does each of you know each other? I'm just curious. Everybody knows each. Have you guys introduced yourself? No, wait. You guys have been hanging around for the last 3 days or whatever, and you don't even know each other. So good. Okay, so I'm not the only one. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to answer three questions. Number one is we're going to say our name, the name of this body in this lifetime, right? And then we're going to talk about how, where you've come from in this lifetime, where you came from. And third, I find something very interesting about Gyan. I noticed that everybody takes up a different subject that they like most about Gyan, right? Everybody knows the 7-day course. Who hasn't taken the 7-day course here? This guy gives a 7-day course and he's saying he doesn't. Has not taken the 7-day course. and that means I should really not be in this room, but okay, we'll still accept them. All right, so everybody's taking the 7-day course. 7 days obviously have 7 different lessons, right? Everybody knows the 7 lessons. I know they all call different things in your language. I see some Chinese people in this room, and I see some Arabic people in this room. So whatever it's called in your language, I don't mind listening to that, but I want to hear, A, your name, B, where you're from in this lifetime, C, which chapter of the 7 did touched you the most. Clear? So why don't we go around the room? Yourself first? The tree, all right. Kalpa tree as well, Melania. Thank you.
I'm Katya. I'm from Italy. And the soul.
The first lesson, soul. Okay, great.
That one, and I'm from the UK, London. And
virtues. Virtues, all right. Virtues and powers. Because we don't have a separate lesson. Okay, virtues and powers. Okay, 8 powers, all right.
Dharni,
okay, yeah. Good idea, thank you.
What you?
As well, okay.
Ranjana from Sri Lanka, become Lakshmi and Narayana.
Lakshmi and Narayana, wow. And you're a Kumari. Good, okay, I like that, right?
Harry from Malaysia, Law of Karma.
Law of Karma, all right.
Nima from Canada, the Soul World.
Soul World? Soul, first lesson, okay.
Nancy from Canada, soul.
Soul as well.
I'm Megan from US. I like learning about the tree.
The tree as well, okay.
Ashita from Mauritius, the ladder.
The ladder, all right.
Zina from Mauritius, 8 powers.
So now, Mauritius, who am I?
Who am I? Soul, all right.
Minal, Nigeria, psych.
Okay. Meenal. Okay. Huh? Meenal, yeah.
Anjali from US, and I like the chapter where a human soul goes into the human, not the animal.
Ah, okay. So no migration of species. All right.
LK from Seychelles.
I didn't get the name.
LK.
LK.
Yes, sir.
Just the letters LK.
ELKE.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay.
From Seychelles, the first lesson, the soul.
I'm April from Indonesia, Bali. God.
God. Tell your name again.
April.
April, okay.
Yuhang from China. I like karma philosophy.
Yuhang. Okay, likes karma.
Matt from Bangkok, Thailand. I like the highest power.
Highest power? You mean the God? Yeah. Okay, all right.
I'm Yeni from Indonesia. I like the subject about soul.
Yeni likes soul.
I'm Priti from Mauritius. The first chapter, my true identity.
Priti is your name? Okay.
I'm Diane from Malaysia. I like the topic on law of karma.
I'm Carolina from Poland, and my 7-day course was not really a 7-day course. And I was most touched by the fact that in the golden age, children are born for the power of thought, which is something I was thinking.
You always felt that?
Yes.
Wow. How long has it been since you in Gyan?
1 year.
1 year. That's very nice. And where are you from again?
Poland.
Poland. Okay, great. Thank you.
Amal from the U.S. And I like the soul world.
Soul world. Thanks, Amal.
Vishal from Dubai. And I like the three worlds. Corporate and corporate.
Thanks, Vishal.
I'm Raja from Sri Lanka. God is light.
God is light. What's your name?
Raja.
Radha. Raja. Raja. Okay.
I'm Venkat from Philippines and India. I like the golden age.
Venkat. Okay, thanks.
Rahul from Seattle, US. I like the supreme soul.
Rahul, right? Okay, supreme soul. Right, thank you.
Ninad from Abu Dhabi. I like the subject of the cycle.
Okay, thanks, Ninad.
Om Shanti. I'm Manish from Germany. And when I did my 7-day course, I was pretty excited when I got to know that God has come. And I had a feeling that He came specifically from me, for me, and the center and the sister was set up so that I can come and have a chat with him, because since I was a child, I was asking people, do you know where is God? And I was watching all these mythological programs and serials. And once I even decided to do tapasya. And then I got to know, okay, the God has come finally, because I thought it's all just drama that's happening, and it's all a setup so that he can talk to me. So I was pretty excited when I got to know.
So Manish, right?
Yeah.
So Manish says that he thinks God has come, but some of us feel God has come and he's actually, God is going. Mm-hmm. God has come for a long time.
Right? Yeah.
So Manish, so just want to tell you that do whatever you need to do quick, because God is going. God has been here for a while. All right.
I'm Vijay from the UK. Supreme Soul.
I'm Hung from Vietnam. We are soul and we're not going to die.
So what's your name again?
Hung. Hung. H-U-N-G.
Hung. Okay. Thanks.
Sam from Thailand, and I like Supreme Soul.
Sam? All right. Okay.
Amit from Chicago, U.S. And I like the clarity around the Supreme Soul. And also, like, I like most of the chapters, but that was like, the favorite one. Clarity on that.
Augusto from Brazil, I like it to have God as a mother.
Very nice, very deep. Anybody else? Oh yeah, Shashank.
Hi, I'm Shashank. I'm from India, and I like the aim of being Lakshmi Narayan, also the God chapter, very much.
So Asif from Israel, the lesson from the 7 days course I most enjoyed, probably the cycle, because then I understood how come the world is as horrible as it is today, and it wasn't always like that, and like things made sense at that point.
Thanks, Asi. Okay, so now we're going to do a few different activities which require absolute soul consciousness, where you're not thinking about what other people are saying or looking at you and feeling. It's really about you being very, very comfortable in your own skin. So the first exercise, just to get things warmed up, what I'd like to do, Augusto gave my introduction. So is that okay? Okay, so Janardhan, again, just repeat. That's a good question, right? So when I first took the 7-day course, two things, actually it's not even 7-day course, even before the 7-day course, the SML. How many people have taken the SML in this room? Okay, Asi has. Okay, so Hung and Eduardo. Augusto, something there. All right, so the two things that really appealed to me, number one is this question of who am I, and the second thing was what is my purpose in life? So locked me in, and then I took the course, and you know, and so on and so forth. Right. Thank you. Yes, I say that rather assumingly, assuming that all of you know it, but SML, Self-Management Leadership. Yeah, that used to be the course that we did in the late 90s when there was a big surge of doing work with the business, with the industries. So that was that. Right. So just to get everybody warmed up, what I'd like to do is have you all form into, let's say, pairs of three, okay? So let's see how that is. If there's any odd person out, then we can get to pairs of four. And let me ask you something. To pair up with somebody that you haven't met this weekend yet, okay? All right, so I want you to pair up with somebody. And come on, move quick. And pair with three, with two other people. So your pods of three, where you are. Okay, all right, so I'm assuming, okay, so some people are still wandering. So three wanderers, please meet, you three wanderers. All right, so okay, yeah. Vijay. Okay, yeah, okay, fine. So Hung is looking for a partner. So this will be perfect, yeah. If you guys just split between these two groups, we'll be fine, right? You go there, you come here. But Hung is still hanging out with her friend, which I don't like. So let's swap you with Hung, and then you go with these two girls. Okay, you're still... Okay, so these two guys are looking for a partner. No, they have one. Anybody... Okay, raise your hand if you're missing a partner. Okay, if that's the case, and how many people are still, two of you, please come here to the middle. And why don't we pair you with a team, just to become four, that's all right. So Why don't you go with you go with that group, please. And then, where's the other lady girl? Come on. Come on. No. I want you to come here. Here, come here. Okay? Now, here's the thing. What you're going to do is you're going to find, within 1 minute, three things that all three of you have in common, like in common. Okay? Within 1 minute, please. So, go ahead and go with three things that you like in common. It could be anything. Could be pizza, could be skydiving, could be my mother, could be chocolate, whatever. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? Everybody okay? Cool? Alright, good. Alright, now. So can we have a couple of people share from your groups? It doesn't have to be everybody. Just share one thing. So one thing you guys, all three of you like. What do you like?
Nature.
Okay, all right.
Baba.
Hey, you're not supposed to copy, okay? You got to give something unique. Okay. You, fighting. Baba fighting. Okay. And then? Cook every day, all right.
Chocolate.
Hey, do you like cooking every day? Okay, good. I'm just checking. Okay, those girls at the back? Pani Puri. Hey, my mouth's watering. Okay.
We are all first time in India and we love India.
We love India for the first time and we love India. I like that. Okay.
We all like cooking.
Love to... What time did you wake up this morning? Did you make the class? No. Very proudly they say no. Where's Divi Nirmala? Look at these kids. Anyway, you.
Toli,
of course, right?
Madhuban.
Listening to Baba's songs. Okay, good. Did you share? Everybody shared? Okay, now. Quickly, find all of you split and make another group of three. Right? So find another unique, not the same people, so make a completely unique group of three. So you should be traveling in different directions, like a bomb. Quick. Yeah, and remember, there's going to be two groups of four. That's okay, yeah? There's going to be two groups of four. Please, quickly find your group. Okay, everybody okay? Who's not okay? All right, I see everybody's okay. All right. Now, Augusto, you're okay?
No.
Okay, just become okay. Quickly become okay. So now what you're going to do is this, okay? Here, I'll give you 1 minute. Without talking, you're going to find three things in common. Go for it. All right? All right. They're all looking at you. Okay, so that's... Okay, time's up, okay? All right. So, staying silent. All right? You're going to... Each of you is going to demonstrate, like you figured out for yourself, what you have in common. So... Let's start with this group this time. One of you girls. Not sure. All right. Okay. We'll come back to you. Okay. Smile. You like to smile. Okay. I like that. Okay. You like to comb your hair. You like to grow your hair. You like to do your hair. You like long hair. Okay, you like long hair. See, it's the only girls who will understand these things. I mean, at one life I would understand, but not in this lifetime. Okay. Tic-tac-toe, what is that? Are you writing something? Okay, all right, H, okay. I... Hindi. Hindi?
Hindu.
Hindu or Hindi? Hindu.
Hindu.
Oh. Okay. Listening to music. All right. Okay, I get that. Okay. And then? Who is? Are you three? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Look at that. All three like to plait your hair. Okay. That's smart. Okay. Now you guys. Paint. Ah.
Did you guys get that? No, walking on the street, crossing the street with their phones. Naughty boys and girls. Dancing, all right. Dancing as well. Okay, what about this group? Eating. Ramabhojan, all right. And did you answer already? Yes, you did. Now, have you come up with another one? Baba. All right, okay, remembrance. Okay, beautiful. Okay. All right, so everybody, please get back to your circle. So, you know, one of the things about spirituality is that spirituality is a realm of creativity, right? We have creative visualization. So what we're going to do is now we're going to take benefit of that, and very impromptu, without really putting too much thought into it, I want to start with someone. Can I get one volunteer, please? I'm going to work with that person. Come on, Manish. So Manish will be leading this thing. So everybody, no, it's reading for only for 2 seconds, and then you'll be done. So what you'll do is Manish will go and create some sort of a character, right? So for example, we'll start with this lesson is called I'm a Tree. So Asi, welcome, and you tell me your name? Suzanne. Suzanne, yeah, okay. So come and join the circle so you can be part of this. I'm going to restart the instructions. So in this instruction, so this the title of this activity is called I'm a Tree, okay? So Manish has volunteered to be the first person. So Manish will go in the middle of this circle, and he'll stand here and say, I'm a tree. Okay? Randomly, somebody else, without thinking too much, talking, thinking, you know, waiting, oh, should I go or not go? Somebody else comes up and says something else. Like, for example, they say, I'm the bird on the tree. And he'll come and put something, like he or she will come and do an activity like, I'm a bird on the tree. Let's just say, oh, you know, let's make it bird like that, right? And then somebody else will say, I'm the nest for the bird on the tree. And so when Manish does that, the second person comes in, Manish leaves, and the second person, and the third person joins, and the second person leaves, you see? So that activity, and it will just continue naturally as long as it lasts. And please don't overthink it. The more you overthink it, the more you make it complicated. Keep it simple. All right, Manish, you get it? Mm-hmm. So let's go. So I'm the tree. All right. Okay, you're supposed to not just laugh, you're supposed to do something. All right, so go, yeah, it's okay, yeah, come close. Branch can't be so far, yeah, come close. Okay, yeah, all right, now, okay, yeah, go, and Manish, you can leave.
I'm cherry.
All right, I'm the cherry, all right, okay. Now wait till she comes, okay, then you go, all right, okay. Okay, so then, yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, all right, okay. Sun, okay, somebody has to leave. So, yeah, there you go, monkey leaves. Sun is here.
Oh, wait. Son of sun.
Son of sun? Is that a Vietnamese concept? All right, anyway, keep going. No, wait, the next person, not till the next person. Yeah, she's right.
I'm a fish.
I'm catching fish.
So, yeah.
I'm helping him catch it. I am your guardian angel.
The clouds. Now wait, you stay. I think you. Who goes? Somebody. One has to. Yeah. So yeah. You stay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Actor.
Okay. All right.
I am the television.
Okay, I think we'll stop it there. Good. Okay. All right. So now, Baba says, talk about the actor, that we're all puppets, right? The soul is the puppeteer. The body is the puppet. Right? Has everybody here seen a puppet show in their life? Or at least on TV seen a puppet show happen? What happens in a puppet show? The puppeteer uses his five fingers. True? Each finger has a thread. And each of the fingers controls some action, like smiling, head, hands, legs, right? Abdomen, torso, something like that, right? Okay. Now imagine, you, the soul, are the puppeteer. Your body is your puppet. Okay? Now, the puppeteer will give command to every motion of the body. Without that command, nothing will happen automatically by the body. Okay? For example, when you choose to move, you will say, right leg forward, left leg forward, right arm forward, right arm down, right leg forward, left turn the head to the left. So everything, okay? Open your eyes, bend your eyelids, everything has to happen only with command. Nothing happens automatic. For example, the art of sitting down requires so many muscles. Bending the leg, you know, putting your, you know, bending, you know, kind of leaning forward, leaning back, whatever, right? All that process. Everything, you will only do it with instructions from the soul to the body, right? So for the next 5 minutes, I want you to operate your body like a puppet. Clear? All right, so let's see you do that. Now everybody, please be very much in control of your puppet. Don't try to control other puppets, okay? All right. What happened? Puppet show doesn't start? Are you waiting for something? All right, okay, I'll play some music so you can... All right, okay, hold on. You don't have to say it loud, just for yourself. Okay, go ahead and get started. Very good. I see some people lying down, and before they fall, before they go deep into sleep, let me... Thank you very much. Okay. So now, this next exercise involves you to recall your favorite piece of music when you were a child. Okay? Okay, so I want you to think about your favorite piece of music when you were a child. Now, everybody okay? Favorite piece of music when you're a child? Okay? Now, what you'll do is you will play that music in your head, mind, and you will dance to your own tune. Remember those days when, as kids, we didn't need, you know, anybody to say anything, you know, need any sound system. We could just entertain ourselves. Right? I want you to do that right now. Okay? So, for the next 3 minutes, play your own song and dance to your own music and completely be soul conscious. You don't have to think about looking at anybody or be worried about anybody looking at you. Alright? So let's see you do that. Alright, okay. Now it looks like everybody's really into the groove. So here's what I want you to do. Find a partner, okay? Find a partner and I'll give you instructions. Please find somebody. Just somebody. Anybody randomly in the room. Doesn't matter who it is. Just find anybody, randomly. Everybody's got a partner. I need everybody to be in pairs. Who doesn't have a pair? Raise your hand. So, Yeni? Okay, yeah, next to you. Okay, there you go. So, what happened? Okay, so anybody is still without a partner? Asi? Asi is doing silent bhati. Okay, all right, let her do a bhati. So, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2,
observe?
Yeah, you can observe. Yeah, but there's a ticket. There's an entrance. There's a ticket fee. Get in. This is like a full show, full-on production. Okay. Okay. So Shashank, you've got about 30 seconds to figure out your song, okay? So here's what we do, right? This is very interesting. Now, you're going to actually play your music in your mind, all right? The other person is your mirror. You got it? So you follow the other person. The person is dancing. You follow the other person. Somewhere along the way, you decide, without speaking, the second person becomes the primary. The person who was primary a little while ago starts imitating, becoming a mirror to the other person. You get that? Right? So this is called a silent handoff. Right? You guys get it? So why won't you do that for the next 1 minute? Anybody who doesn't understand the instruction? Okay, you guys get it. Good. Go for it. No talking, please. This is supposed to be an angelic activity. Okay, that's fine. That's all right. All right. Please, please watch your own show. Okay, so hopefully everybody got a chance to switch off, right? You know, hand off, right? Okay, so we've got 30 minutes, and I have a very powerful exercise now. For that, I need Shashank. Shashank, can you be my partner here in facilitating this? So I need groups of three, okay? I want first three volunteers to please come up here. Any three volunteers? Just randomly, whoever. All right, perfect. Okay, here's what we're going to do, okay? So this is, why are you late to Murali class? Okay? Right? This is why are you late to Murali class exercise, okay? So this is how it's going to work. So what we're going to do is we're going to select, Manish is going to go out and my friend here, Shashank, is going to make sure that he stays out and doesn't listen, okay? So you're going to take him a little bit far away so he doesn't listen. And then so here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask these two girls, why is Manish, I'm the teacher, right? I'm the sister in charge, or brother in charge in this case, right? And then I want to ask them, why is Manish late? Now, these two girls are Manish's friends, so they're going to make up a story. Okay? Okay? Then the next part is, then the brother in charge calls Manish, Manish comes in. These two sisters, Manish's friends, stand behind me, and without talking, Manish is going to try to say the same thing that they said. Do you guys get it? All right, so let's do that. So go, take him far away so that he doesn't listen. All right? So I need a chair here. So can you get me a chair hung, please? No, you guys, you both make up your, actually, okay, so I gave an example, so I kind of, you know, gave it, made it easy for you, thank you. So, hey, wait, you don't decide, you don't talk, right? Even amongst you, you will make up your own story, so even like there's no plot ahead of time, right? All right, so okay, so shall we start? All right, so please, so I noticed, no, you can stand, I mean, it's okay, you can stand, so it makes it easy for you. Actually, let's do this. Let me do it sideways so everybody watches their... It's very important to watch their face as they make up stories, okay? All right. Okay, so here we are in morning class. So I noticed that Manish has been coming late and he's, again, as you can see, he's not in class. So do you know why Manish is late? You don't know why Manish is late?
Well,
he's been doing karma yoga in the retreat place, okay? Why does karma yoga on the retreat place make somebody delayed to morning class? I mean, morning class is supposed to be high priority. Why do you think he's late?
Too much
vegetables to be cut in the retreat place. So why is he not getting other help to cut? Why is only Manish be the only person cutting vegetables? Oh, Manish is responsible for the kitchen, so he has to do all the thing. Other people are not responsible. So why didn't he ask for help?
They went off.
Okay, all right, okay. Shashank, go ahead and bring our candidate. Please, now you go to the back. Okay, you know what? I should not use the microphone because it will help you.
You're cooking at home late last night, and why are you late in the morning class?
I was probably chopping something.
So what? You are chopping when? Okay, hum. Again you are late in the morning class. Can you please explain why you're late in the morning class? Okay,
another set of three big fantasies. How long did you study sleep management? You've been studying 5 hours of sleep management. And what is the sleep management degree to earn? What is the
manage what time you should wake up so that he doesn't get late to move.
To Murli. So he's taking a sleep management class to come to Murli and yet he's late to Murli. Alright? How long has he been taking, where did he get the seat? Where is he taking the sleep management class?
At the center.
At the center. But he's not at the center. At the center. He went to some other center, some other city? Or,
yes.
Some other center. What is the name of the center? No, no, but what's the name? Yes, first of all, I got the degree, the title of the class. Which center is it? Okay, Shashan, we can bring our candidate here. And what was the degree that you were working towards? Sleeping. So Vishal is trying to earn a degree in sleeping. So which university gives the degree in sleeping? Can you explain? Specifically, which center are you going to take the sleeping lesson? No, you're not here, obviously. I'm here and you're not here. So where are you taking this lesson? I believe there's a center specialized. What is the center called?
Well, I tell you what, of all the three, you were like, I think, probably the closest. At least you got a few things right. So the rest of you discussed what you guys agreed on?
And some of you have been on the path for a little while. So let me kick off this session, this part, the next 15 minutes, by sharing with you a personal story. And this story is about, where these are the kind of moments that turn wisdom into faith, right? So you've got this aspect where you heard a piece of knowledge. But how do you believe that stuff, right? I mean, I don't know about you all, but when I first took the course, I almost did not believe anything that the sister said. For example, when I was studying my master's in engineering in the United States, I came for a vacation to India and I happened to take the course. And when I took the course, the degree I was pursuing was petroleum engineering. Okay? Yeah, you're welcome to sit or whatever. You stand, sit, whatever you feel like. So the sister tells me that the cycle is 5,000 years, right? Now, in my field of study, where I was getting a master's degree, I have plenty of evidence to show that it takes millions of years to create from fossils, from actual, living creatures to become dead creatures, and that become fossils, and that fossilized thing becomes, fuel. And here we have a BK sister in a white sari living at a center, probably lived all her life in a center, telling me, that cycle is only 5,000 years, right? So now how do you comprehend, how do you make sense of something that is so far off? It's not like, she said 7,000, herself had a question about a couple of thousand years. Something that was totally like way off the chart, right? So I'm going to share with you a couple of things that made me, survive this journey as long as I have. And those moments, those experiences that helped to turn that facts into my personal truth, right, or whatever you call it, data into personal truth. So I'm going to share with you one particular aspect. The story goes about 3 or 4 years ago, there was a lady who had been coming to our center, an old Mataji types, but she was not a Mataji, she didn't have kids. She never was married. She was about 83 or 84 years in age, and she started developing blindness. Okay, so she started losing eyesight. And three things sort of coincided with her losing eyesight. Number one is the fact that she was getting blind. Number two is that she didn't really have any money. Number three, She not only didn't have money, but she didn't have any relatives, and that landlord where she was living, so in San Francisco we have a concept called rent control. I don't know if your cities have that. Rent control is because San Francisco is the most expensive place on earth to rent a house. I don't know if you know that. There's a law that was passed about in the late 1970s, early 80s, where somebody who is living in a household, the rent was fixed, and it can only increase by 5% annually. So, for example, somebody was paying $1,000 in the year 1980, it's very likely that he's paying no more, he or she's paying no more than, let's say, $1,200 after 20 years, because it's been growing very, very, you know, minor increments, right? And so that rent-control apartment that she was living in, there was some loophole in the law where if you kicked the tenants out and you, with the excuse that you're going to destroy the building and you're going to rebuild the building for your family purposes, then the landlord is allowed to, evict the tenants, right? So, lady is losing her eyesight, she has nowhere to go, no money, and she's losing the roof on her head. Now, you try to rent any other apartment in that city, it's at least four times more, right? Now, this is where the drama is unfolding. I kind of lose track of what's happening with that because I'm traveling for a couple of months. I come back, and now it's Christmas of last year, and I go to visit this lady. I want to go say Happy New Year. So I take a little gift, and I go to find her apartment. I call some friends, and they tell me where she's living. And she has a new place. Now, look at the magic how this thing turns out, right? This soul has been, just a little bit of background about this soul, for the last 25 years, rain or shine, Wednesday morning at about 8 o'clock, the doorbell rings at Baba's house in the center. This woman has walked through the two bouquets, one for Baba's room and the other one for the classroom and bhog. Rain or shine, for the last 25 years, this soul has dedicated herself that one service, she doesn't have a lot of money, the one service that she will always do is bring fresh flowers to Baba's house. So any week, any month of the year, for the last 25 years, there's always fresh flowers in Baba's house, right? Okay, so then now back to the story. There's a law that changes in San Francisco. The government says any new building that you build in the city, 20% of the apartments in that building need to be given to what they call BMR, below market rate. That means it's meant for people who are handicapped, it's meant for people who have who are below the poverty line, or third thing was something like they have some sort of a condition where they're orphans or they have a single mother who has kids and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to get the idea, right? So it's all for people who have special needs. Now, it turns out then that I go to visit this lady that she's got an apartment. So I go to visit her apartment. And I'm sitting there, and she's nicely dressed, and she seems like she's well-fed, and she's obviously she can't cook because she's blind. I mean, you know, how does she make her meals? The government has another scheme that comes out where there's a social worker, right? She, because of her disability, she's been assigned a social worker. And now you have a social worker, young Kumari, who comes in every morning, somebody we know, who's also in that, she works for the county. She comes in every morning. First thing she does is she comes at 6 o'clock. She puts on the headsets. This Mataji is a Spanish lady. So she puts on a Spanish murli, which comes on BK Luhar, which you probably all are familiar with BK Luhar. She'll listen to the murli. And while she's listening to the murli, this Kumari goes and makes breakfast for her and makes lunch for her. And feeds her, so she's nicely taken care of. And then I go to see now, you know, the room is a little bit, you know, it's a one bedroom, one kitchen apartment. So it's a little stuffy. He says, let me open the door. I open the door. Lo and behold, there's a river flowing. Now, there are wealthy people in San Francisco who cannot afford an apartment like that. That to me, that moment was like the penny drop for me. And I said, this is what Baba says when you have, you know, lamba samay. So he says, when you dedicate you to Baba's service, not for short time, but consistently over a long period of time, Baba will never let go of your hand. You see, how the karma philosophy in front of me, almost like the impossible became possible, right? So that's one story that I'd like to share with you. There's another story, you know, you talk about the concept of, you know, especially coming from the scientific background, you say, you know, they talk about the soul consciousness and how, you know, not only soul consciousness and remembrance is going to transform you, it transforms the entire world around you. Now, how does that actually work? So I'm going to share with you a story. Some of you know that in San Francisco, we have a retreat center just outside called the Anubhuti Retreat Center, right? It's about 30 kilometers outside the city, and when we bought it in 2004, that's the year I moved from Austin to San Francisco, and that place was a wreck. It was a mess. It is 8 acres of property, but the family that lived before lived for 30 or 40 years, and they had kids, and the kids had grandkids and all of that, and they didn't have a good relationship with each other, so they all were living on the same land, but they were all disjointed. They were living in little, one was living in a trailer home, one was living in one building, another was living in another building, and it was a mighty mess, all of that. Okay, so every weekend we would go there, Saturday and Sunday, go to clean up that place. So the first 3 years was just to get that place ready so that we can publicly open it up for people to come and spend the weekend and so on. All right? So one day, one weekend, like that, I went there to help out, and I was in one building, and I walked out of that building. And as I stepped out of the building, I saw a family of deer, 3 deer, that were grazing, and as the moment they saw me, their 2 ears standing straight up, the tail also standing up. Have you ever seen a deer like that? So it's called the deer in the headlight kind of a syndrome, right? So what happens is my language too fast? Am I speaking too quickly for those of you translating? I notice some people. Am I clear in what I'm? Yeah? Slower, a little bit slower. Okay. So, going back to the story, the deer. You got it to the deer. Okay, so far. Okay, so we're the deer. So I'm here. The deer are about, let's say, 30 feet away from me. And they are like looking at me, startled, waiting for me to make my next step. And if the moment I make my next step, depending on that, they're going to run whichever way I walk, right? I said, let me play a little trick with these deers now. Let me do a little experiment. You know, Baba talks about, you know, soul consciousness and you'll be able to control, become a master of nature, master of the elements, right? I said, let me see what happens if I try to change their consciousness by altering my consciousness. So I decided to become soul conscious. The deer were watching me. The moment I connected with Baba, that very moment, the deer put their head down into the grass and started grazing as if I did not exist. Now, what better proof can you have of the power of soul consciousness? Right? So, this is where we all have this capacity to be able to pick up the vibrations of the energies around us. But some of us have more of it, some of us have less of it. Why? Because we have almost tainted this dish antenna. We all have this ability to pick up the vibrations, but we've tainted this dish antenna by coming into sound. Now, deer and other creatures that do not have, as they say, these, you know, voiceless creatures, they are blessed with the ability, because of not being able to make noise, that in their silence, they are very perceptive to vibrations, right? So the moment I didn't have to convince them, I didn't have to give them a class, I didn't have to prove anything. The moment I became peaceful, non-violent, whatever you want to call that, right? They completely lost the sense of threat from me. And so they kind of continue to do what they had to do. So, as we are here in this place in Gyan Sarovar, as we're doing this retreat, as we're going to spend time preparing for Baba, and then some of you staying after Baba, this is our chance to really polish our dish antenna, right? So that it becomes so clean and clear that not only are we able to pick up Baba's signals, but we'd also become perceptive to other people. You know, there's a saying that the final language, the final lesson is the language of the eyes. Have you heard that? Where, like some of you practice today, right? Where without speaking, you pick up the intention of the other person and thereby you respond. Okay? So those are a couple of stories like that. I've got tons of other stories that I collect because this is really my asset. This is my I guess this is the value that I draw from my spiritual journey, which is really my experiences that are undeniable, that this stuff is truly a magical machinery of God working. Okay? We've got about 2 minutes left. Okay? I want to open up for any questions that you might have. Well, I tell you, so first of all, disclaimer, you know, so I haven't achieved any certificate or any kind of end, I haven't reached my end goal of being completely soul conscious, but I'll tell you what are some of the techniques that work for me that help me to be more soul conscious than not, right? This aspect of traffic control is phenomenal. I'll tell you, most recently, I mean, this, I can tell you a lot of things, but most recently I've installed this traffic control app on my phone. And it's fantastic because it has a little jingle that regardless of where you are and what meeting is going on or what kind of circumstance you're in, it, all it does is it plays a little 1 minute tune every hour. And I find that incredibly useful just to kind of, no matter what I'm doing, and I don't have to even really get into a posture or let anybody else know that I'm doing it. It's a silent way of me just turning inwards and recreating the state of soul consciousness, right? Now, I want you to also please keep in mind that the traffic control is meant really to be become that. It's not really meant to do any sort of a complicated exercise, right? Because if you're doing really a minute or a couple of minutes in the midst of activity, you really don't have time to get into all the different stages and, you know, speeding the cycle, etc., etc. If there's nothing else that you can achieve in that 1 minute, if it's just the ability to be become a detached observer of your drama that's going on right now and ask yourself, what am I doing it? What am I doing and why am I doing it? Just that much, right? Where you're watching your own film as a detached observer, I find it incredibly powerful to reach that state where I set off in the morning. Yeah? What is the name of the app? I believe if you go to the Google App Store, Google Play Store, it's called the BK Traffic Control. I know iTunes for iPhone has got a similar thing. I don't have a iOS system, so mine is an Android, so that's what it's called. So I'll share with you a little story. So I was in Alaska a couple of years ago to do service. And I was staying with a classmate of mine who works for the oil company there. And interestingly, he was leaving to go to be with his family in Russia. So he gave me the keys to the house and he said, you can be here for the next 1 month. I was there for a month. He left me a lesson before going. He says, when you go for a walk in the woods, in Alaska we have a lot of bears, okay? So there are fundamentally three kind of bears in Alaska. So there's the black bear, which is a little, kind of this about this height. And you might have seen them even around here in this Mount Abu, you have this black bear. Then you've got a little bit of a bigger bear. It's called the brown bear, which is often referred to as the grizzly bear, right? And then we've got another bigger bear, which we'll come to in a little bit. So he said, if you're going hiking and you meet a black bear, you fight it like a dog, right? Imagine you get attacked by a dog. What would you do, right? You fight it because the dog is, you know, small, right? Then he says, the second thing is that when you come across a brown bear, then you freeze. Okay? Freeze because they think that you play dead. You understand, right? You pretend as if you're dead. You freeze and it won't do anything to you. The third, what's the third bear? What's the third bear in Alaska? The white one, polar bear. He says, when you see a polar bear, you pray. Okay, nothing that you do is going to matter because it's going to eat you. Okay? So, back to your lion question. I think you just have to... we just have to hope. There's two things that... We say, and you know, I used to work in business intelligence, they say that it's not about, you know, it's not about trying to outrun the lion. You just have to run faster than the guy next to you. Do you get that? You don't get it, right? It's not about trying to outrun the lion. You have to outrun the person next to you. So if you're faster than the person next to you, guess who the lion is going to get? Like, I'm just joking. But the idea is that, you know, you just have to... I say that there's no hope of trying to escape, that it's better to sit and meditate and hope that that animal gets some sakash and it's eaten before it came to you.
So I just want to remind about a hike. Some of you were maybe not here, so it's a nice thing to take up. The hike for 2.5 hours today. You meet... there are two brothers who will walk or guide. And the meeting point is main reception at 1:30. So it's quite soon. And they will have snacks and things to share on the way. But it's good to bring water. It's very warm today. And then... this evening we have a special dinner, and it's going to be for everyone of the double foreigners. But if you would like to contribute with something like a poem, a song, a joke or anything, there will be an opportunity. And it will be outside on the terrace, outside of the dining hall, because the sound inside is so noisy. So we decided to have it outside. And if you'd like to do that, maybe it can be just spontaneously. We don't need to collect things. It's easier. So, yeah, you can, if you like, you can prepare something, and you will have the opportunity around dinner. Yes, Augusto. So the session for the evening, we meet here in this room at 5 o'clock again, and then Brother Bridgemohan will be with us for 1 hour, and then after that we will have a session between 6 and 7, preparation for Baba's meeting. And yes, 50? Yeah, so 10 to 5 we can be here, and so we can sit in meditation before. And after his session, there will be preparation for Baba's meeting and letter writing. And then we will join the main group for the gift ceremony this evening, and then the special dinner. So it's a full day. Anything else?
बार बार दिल ये गाए तुझे हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू. हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू, हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू, हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू. बार बार दिन ये आए, बार बार दिल ये गाए तुझे हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू. Thank you.
Om Shanti. It's a very special day today. Turning 18 is a special occasion, and she has chosen to spend this day away from her family and friends and big parties, to spend it with the unlimited family here. So thank you very much, and she's very fortunate.
Okay, so now we are having a final meditation to come back to our essence after all of this happy expansion. So we are going back to our happy essence as well.
So in this meditation, as we sit around in a circle, let us invoke the globe as if the globe is right here in the center of the circle. And invoking your angelic stage, bringing the light from Baba, like the moon brings the light from the sun into the dark spaces on this planet. My angelic form becomes a reflection, a reflector, to bring God's light to this planet Earth. Let's invoke this beautiful stage that we call home. In this planet, in its magnificent shades of blue, green, brown, and white. See it rotating ever so gently right here in the middle. And as the angel of love, I reflect the love of the Supreme Being, the unconditional, unwavering, spiritual love that penetrates even the hardest of the hardest nuts, hardest of hard souls. Let it melt, such that even for a brief moment, everyone on this planet experiences a glimpse of pure spiritual love.